Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we're in Philippians chapter 1, talking in the middle of this idea of Christ being proclaimed. It doesn't matter who's proclaiming Christ, but that Christ is getting proclaimed in this motif that Paul is giving about others before self. Today, we're going to be talking in chapter 1 and verse 18, where he sums up this idea. He says, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice."
Yeah, so there's these out here that think they can cause me distress by getting out there and preaching with bad motives. But I don't care. Christ is preached, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, there's a difference. He gives this contrast in verse 17 of selfish ambition or pure motives. That's something that's a hard issue between them and the Lord. And Paul's example and mindset, I guess, that he's writing about here is that he doesn't really care. You know. Mm-hmm. Your mindset doesn't affect my relationship with the Lord. You know, that's something that you got to figure out between you and him. But as long as you're still spreading the truth, then I'm just going to choose to see the positive in it and say, you know, hey, you know, whether it doesn't matter how it's getting out, the bottom line is it's getting out, and that's a good thing. That's a good lesson in that it doesn't matter who's giving out the message or whatever, but if Christ is being proclaimed, then praise the Lord that Christ is being proclaimed.
Yeah, if you don't care who gets the credit, some great things can get done for the cause of Christ. Mm-hmm. And far too often, you know, we have the mindset, well, as individuals, I want everybody to know what I did. Or sometimes even as congregations, well, I want everybody to know, we were a part of this work, but that congregation was not, you know, whatever. Our attitude ought to be just, you know, let's praise the Lord and let's give him credit for this and let's let him get the honor for this and that type of thing. And, you know, if we have that attitude where it's just all about Jesus, not only is that more authentic, not only is it more biblical, but then you don't have so much of the fussing and fighting and dividing and carrying on that sometimes so often plagues us in our efforts to try to share Jesus with people. Well, you folks can't even get along yourself. Well, there's some validity to that argument. Now, that doesn't really change it. Like you said, it shouldn't change anything about them and their relationship with Jesus. But, you know, shame on us that we've given them that excuse to use.
Yeah. It surprises me. It continues to surprise me how that we make too many things like a who's who list, you know, of who's involved with what and who's involved with who or whatever. And it becomes more about, you know, who's involved and who's there and who's not there and whatever than it is about, you know, well, the Lord is being praised and the Lord's being shared. And I'm excited that more people are learning about Jesus and growing in their faith than maybe it would be without this event or this lesson or this preacher or whatever it is.
Yep.
I don't know. We're maybe too concerned about the names and people behind it than just the message. And that's very, very contrasted to Paul's idea. You know, I don't know who this was or who they were, maybe, that there's multiple people that have selfish ambition. You know, maybe these are guys that Paul knew about that before he was in prison were already, you know, very envious of him. I don't know because he doesn't tell us the background. But there's something to be said here that's very applicable about Paul's attitude in that, you know, who cares Christ is being proclaimed. And that's something that especially the two women he's going to talk about in chapter 4 and a lot of maybe the church needs to understand is that, you know, who cares who's maybe who's got their opinion or who's not, or who's going to win the argument or who's not. You know, let's be more focused on the message of Christ and how that's getting out.
And I think the fact that we don't know is intentional, who these guys were.
Yeah.
Because had Paul named, well, Corey and Garrett, they're preaching the gospel, but they're doing it only for, that would have discredited those guys. People wouldn't have listened to them, and so Christ wouldn't have been proclaimed as much by them.
It again, may have been very contrasting to the idea here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So it's very, it just, again, it shows that it'd be easy for Paul to say, hey, you shouldn't listen to those guys. You should listen to me because, but he doesn't, because he really does not care. As long as Jesus is proclaimed, that's all that matters. In fact, at the end of that verse, he says, Christ is proclaimed. And in that, in the fact that Christ is proclaimed, I rejoice. So there's that we keep mentioning. This is used so many times in this book, and you'll hear Philippians say, people say about Philippians, rather, that it's the book of joy. Well, it is there a bunch, rejoice and joy and so forth. It's a key term, but there's a context, and the context is just not just, you know, whoopity-doo. The context is one that teaches selflessness. I'm so concerned about the gospel getting out. I'm so concerned about putting Jesus above me. I'm so concerned about putting others' need for the gospel above me that even these guys that are trying to hurt me by preaching the gospel, I don't care. Yeah. Just preach the gospel. Let me be hurt and Christ proclaimed, and in that I'll rejoice.
Yeah, that's a simple idea. That doesn't mean it's easy all the time, especially when. Maybe, you know, when these people are envious of you, they don't maybe have the best intentions for you, you know, and I don't know what that looked like, if there's history there or not, but, you know, that's not always an easy idea to say, okay, well, let them have the limelight. Let them be the ones that's, you know, in the, that's the star, you know, or whatever, that's in, the main character here. He's saying, listen, you know, Christ's message is what's more important, and for this book to be all about humility and putting others before self, it stands tall that that Paul's first idea and Paul's first kind of behavior here that he's talking about is that the only person that comes first is Christ, and whoever is spreading truth about Christ is good in my books. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It doesn't matter who's giving it. It doesn't matter where the lesson's from. But if there's people that didn't know Christ before then that now do, then that's a win. And I'm going to choose to be joyful about that. If there is people that are defending the gospel whenever I'm not out in there to do it because I'm in prison, that's a good thing. And I'm going to choose to be optimistic and joyful about that.
I'm going to rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice. I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to rejoice. That's right. Double down on it.
Yeah. You can't make Paul mad as long as you're spreading Jesus. So let that be the focus. How much better maybe the church might be today if we recognize that Christ is still the focus and worried less about, you know, worrying about their intentions or you know, drawing conclusions where maybe there isn't any, but recognizing that Christ is the most important and we're just going to spread him and spread his truth. That's the focus behind the scripture being the star, as if we allow scripture to speak for itself and allow it to be the main thing, then the main thing stays the main thing. And that's where the emphasis should be. We hope that this has been encouraging to you, that it's something that maybe that can inspire you to dive deeper into God's word in your own time and help you draw closer to him. Because as we say all the time, that the scripture is the star of the show. And we hope that that this can inspire you and your relationship with scripture to grow, that your relationship with Christ can grow, and that we can all grow together as we strive to serve him more. We'll see you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.